Listen, that was Golriz Gharraman from the Greens. She's a spokesperson for justice. She joins me in the Wellington studio. Morena.
Morena.
Is there any way at all that you could offer any support for this bill?
Yes, absolutely. So we're happy to work with the minister to introduce safeguards that would, alleviate our concerns. And our concerns are that this bill essentially is unnecessary. Our criminal law exists. The crime of terrorism exists. Police have powers to surveil people and to hold them, and we know that, and they will apply to Mark Taylor whether this bill is in place or not. But leaving that to one side, this particular bill captures people that have been convicted or deported from essentially anywhere in the world based on terrorism-type allegations. And we know that other nations often consider political dissidents. My home nation of Iran would consider a feminist activist a terrorist, an environmental activist a terrorist. We know protesters in Hong Kong may be caught by that because China considers them terrorists. And we don't think that that kind of law has application in New Zealand or should have.
Let's just clarify. You say you don't want the bill. It's not necessary, but you are willing to actually negotiate, perhaps on a watered down version.
We would like the human rights concerns to be alleviated, so that it actually, at least, if we're going to have a bill like this, that's a specialised bill, at least it just mirrors our criminal law. It's not to my mind necessary, and having worked in the criminal justice system, I know that someone like Mark Taylor would easily be charged with terrorism and then going through the bail process. He could either be held if he's a flight risk, or he could be surveilled, he could be monitored. We already have those laws in place. But if we're going to have this, then let's at least, if we're making ourselves feel better, let's at least have it mirror our, law that's already there, that's judicially overseen, that has human rights concerns built into it.
So you don't have faith largely in the authorities to get the correct information and then to be able to apply it fairly?
No, I do have the faith in our authorities to do that. It's that we're now introducing faith in foreign authorities to do that, because this bill actually captures anyone that's been found by foreign nation states to be a terrorist or been deported for terrorism-like offences under their law, not ours, which is a problem.
How would you make New Zealand safer? Because this is what Andrew Little says it's all about, is making the country safe. And we actually need to have the measures now, not when something might happen.
Well, the measures are there. We have the crime of terrorism, and we have the ability of police, once they've charged someone, they don't have to prove the charges at that stage. And again, if we take the Mark Taylor case, if someone has travelled to join ISIS, which is an organisation that's already categorised as a terrorist organisation, coming back in here, we would be able to charge him and the Bail Act would apply. All sorts of other surveillance laws would apply if needs be, and we know that the police has applied those. But we also know that we've gone down this road before. We know that the Ahmed Zawi case exists, where New Zealand held essentially an opposition politician from Algeria without charge or trial on secret classified information, and this is the kind of information that's likely to be used under this bill as well, for 2 years. And that was because Algeria saw him as a terrorist just because he was a political dissident.
So what further safeguards would you want to see put into this bill for you to be able to support it?
Well, that New Zealand standards of the definition of terrorism would apply, but not including being deported or found guilty of terrorism in foreign jurisdictions. We're lowering the standard of proof with this. So we're lowering it from a criminal standard of proof to a civil standard of proof, which we also say is unnecessary. We have different standards of proof throughout our system, and we just need to apply those.
Do you accept that there are threats to New Zealand's security and safety of people, and that we need measures to be able to look after those issues?
Yes, absolutely. That's why we have, the crime of terror, and we also have all of the different surveillance powers that police and the SIS have. So, and those are already inbuilt. So we're expanding those. Mm-hmm. And the worry is that, we hear the word terrorism, it's very emotive, and absolutely, people who have gone overseas to join terrorist organisations like ISIS need to be held to account, need to come through the justice system. But we don't want to expand the law in such a way that's both unnecessary and actually harmful, doesn't keep us safe.
Say Mark Taylor turned up at Auckland International Airport tomorrow. What would your approach be? How would you cope with it?
Well, I'm fairly certain he would be very swiftly charged with being involved in a terrorist organisation as well as a raft of other offences. He's already, you know, he's been captured as part of a ISIS combatant force. He's admitted to, you know, trying to exonerate himself, he's actually admitted to helping with various things like acting as a watch for ISIS, and that's being party to terrorism. And again, the organisation's already categorised as a terror organisation. So it wouldn't be a problem. We would absolutely charge him. And then he'd go through the court processes, including maybe being detained if he's a flight risk.
Or imprisoned. But how about those? And there were some Kiwis reported to be fighting for the Kurds. And some might say that they were on the good side in that conflict, if there was a good side.
Yeah, and our criminal justice system says that, you know, they would then get a hearing of that. They would be able to provide evidence and you know, debunk our allegations, and in the same way the police or our authorities would have to provide some evidence of the opposite of that if we want to hold them, and that's just the way that the justice system works.
So some causes will be good, some causes will be bad.
Well, it's about due process.
And you think due process as it currently exists is sufficient?
I do, and I mean, it is always worrying when we introduce law, and you know, there's a saying in the law, bad cases make bad law, where we're trying really hard to catch a specific person, but we change the law and inadvertently make it weaker.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Golriz Gowraman from the Green Party.